Hey Roy, this is Cody calling. I got to my car today and saw that you left a note. I haven't been to my car in a while, so I'm not really sure when you left that. Hello?
Hey, is this Corey?
Yes, this is Cody.
Yeah. Oh, Cody, I'm sorry. Cody. Yeah, this is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I had not been to my car in like a couple weeks, so I have no idea when you left that note. But yeah, I'm sorry if it was a while.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I thought you were in there honking at me, and it turns out it was just your car alarm. I thought you were just trying to be a jerk and like honking at me and stuff. So I just started kicking your car.
Oh.
But it was just the alarm, is all it was. It's just a misunderstanding.
Wait, so you kicked my car?
Yeah, I kicked it a whole bunch because you kept honking at me like over and over. And I kept saying, hey, fuck you. Cut it the fuck out. And you wouldn't stop. It just kept honking. So I went over there and just started kicking the shit out of it. But then I realized that it was a car alarm. There's nobody in the car.
So.
Yeah, so I'm. Yeah.
Did you make a dent in my car? Or?
Yeah, I did, but I think, like, it looked worse at first. I think it popped back out. Because there was a couple dents. There was one left when I left. But the first dent that I made, it had already popped back out, so I think it's okay. There's just shoe prints on it mostly.
Where did you kick my car?
Oh, kind of on the back, on the driver's side, like on the back side, driver's side.
You didn't see that I was not in the car?
No, I thought you were in there because the windows were kind of dark. It wasn't in the daytime. So you
thought that I was honking at you? Did you do something wrong that I would have just been sitting in my car honking at
you?
No,
I didn't do anything wrong. That's why I was so upset. I thought you were just messing with me. You just kept honking at me over and over. So
you didn't think that it might be a car alarm or?
No, I thought you were just honking at me. But then I realized after, I'm like, oh, it must have just been a car alarm because there's nobody in there.
So, I mean, I guess I'll just check for the damages and.
Oh, so you didn't.
You're saying the driver's side, right, or the left side on the driver's side?
Yeah, kind of in the back half of the car on the driver's side.
Okay.
Are you sure you weren't like nearby in the bushes or something, just hitting your car alarm key? Because I don't see why.
Roy, I have no idea what you're talking about. My car was. I was not in the bushes while you were kicking my car. That is not what was happening.
I thought maybe you're hitting the button just as a prank. Like maybe you're doing some sort of YouTube prank on me or something like that.
No YouTube pranks on you, Roy. My car. I actually literally do not have a car alarm button on my key fob. There's no way for me to click a button and it to honk at you.
Okay.
So that rules out that possibility. Well,
you should get your car alarm fixed because, you know, it just went off for no reason. I didn't even touch your car until after you kept honking at me.
Well, I think you should probably check and make sure nobody was in my car when you start kicking it. Doesn't really make much sense to me. I mean, a car alarm is a pretty distinct noise. It's a repetitive honking at
it sounds just like the horn
intervals.
It's the horn.
Yeah, I mean it's an interval. If anyone was trying to mess with you, they would be just laying on the horn, not just holding the horn down.
You don't know that.
It's an interval.
If I wanted to mess someone, I could just honk. I could just hit it repetitively.
But hey, Roy, the point is that you misjudged the scenario and you started kicking my car for no reason.
Yeah, and I realized that after, and that's why I left the note. That's nice of
and you've me. You've yet to apologize about the matter, which
I shouldn't have to apologize. You're the one that was honking at me.
Roy, I was not honking at you. You kicked my car because my car alarm was going off. And for the car alarm to be going off, it could be any reason. Somebody earlier could have accidentally touched my car, but you kicked it, Roy. So,
well, because it was honking
so
at me.
You're going to have to pay the damages if there's damages.
You said you didn't even see any damages, so it's probably fine. I think the dents came out.
Well, if there's damages, I'm going to go look. I wasn't looking in the right spot. I was thinking you hit it with your car.
I don't see why you have an attitude.
It have to be in the front. If you hit my car with your car, it would have to be in the front, not in the back, because it was parked. So I'm gonna go look at the car again, and if there's damages, then you're going to have to pay for it because you kicked my car.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just because it was you were honking at me.
How
do I know you weren't honking at me? Maybe you just jumped in the back seat, and I wouldn't see you.
You're being very ridiculous, Roy.
I don't think I'm being. I left a note. I did the right thing. I left a note.
You did. I'm thankful that you left a note, but I'm pretty confused as to why you're not apologetic that you misread the situation and you thought I was honking at you.
I think
Roy.
You should apologize for the honking.
Okay, Roy, you're being a little... There's no bushes on the third floor of the parking garage that I could be hiding behind. There's nowhere that... I don't have a car alarm button on my key fob. I mean, if you want to meet up and you want me to show you my key fob,
yeah,
there is no way for me to press a button.
You probably show me
the
one.
Alarm go off.
You'll show me the key fob that doesn't have that button. But I know the master one does.
You want me to do that?
No, I don't want to meet you.
Well, I mean,
I can't believe you're not apologizing for your car honking at me.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah, I don't think I did anything wrong, and you keep telling me to apologize. I'm not going to apologize. You should apologize for...
You kicked my car, Roy. You kicked my car for my car alarm going off, which happens to every car. Any car,
no,
car alarm can go off for various reasons, and you kicked it. Nobody was in the car. You walked up to it, and you kicked it several times.
More than several.
Roy, if you want me to check my car, and if I find damages, you're gonna pay for them. That's the moral of the story.
That's
you're
not really a moral.
For the damages.
Yeah, and that's why I left a note so I could pay for the damages if there were any, because that's the right thing to do. But I'm not gonna
exactly.
apologize because you're.
I just thanked you for that. I thank you. I've. I'm glad that you left a note. That was the right thing to do.
You should upgrade your car alarm system.
You're handling this pretty poorly.
What, leaving a note?
You have no idea why my car alarm could have gone off.
Nobody else's car alarm was going off. It was just yours.
Excuse me?
Nobody else's car alarm was going off. It was just yours. I think your car alarm sucks. You should upgrade it. Get the kind that doesn't have false alarms.
All right, well, you're handling this situation like a 10-year-old, and you don't sound like a 10-year-old. You just referred to me as a college student, so I don't think you are a college student, but you're acting like you're 10. So,
oh,
so I really
now you're
going to
insult me.
That,
so fuck
and,
this.
And,
I'm not going to pay for damages if you're going to sit there and insult me. So I'm not even.
Okay, well,
I'm not going to give you my insurance information now.
Roy?
I
can take you to court. I can do whatever you want me to do. We can handle this the easy way.
I'll prove to the court that your car alarm's a piece of crap and your car has a shitty attitude.
All right, Ron. Well, we will for sure be in contact if there's damages to my car.
I just want to answer the phone. You don't even know who I am, so whatever.
Yeah, I have your phone number, which can go a really long way in a lawsuit, and I'm going to check and see if there's damages. I thank you for leaving your number on on my car. That is the right thing to do.
Next time I pass through there, I'm probably just going to kick it out of spite now.
Okay, well, that's very mature of you.
You're the one that's making threats at me. You're threatening me with court and stuff.
Yeah, because that's what happens when you hit somebody's car.
That's why,
right?
I left a note, and you're being an asshole about it, telling me to apologize and telling me I'm a 10-year-old.
No, I'm just...
I was trying to do the right thing, and you're just being a big asshole about it. I should
Roy,
call the police on you.
That is not what's happening here. You're calling
I didn't call
me
you
an
a 10-year-old.
What was that?
I didn't call you a 10-year-old.
You told me I should apologize for my car going off. It's typical that cars can go off for
no,
various
not.
Reasons.
It's typical if you have like a shitty alarm from the 1990s or something, but most people's
Roy,
car alarms don't go off like that.
I'm not going to apologize for my car alarm going off when I have absolutely no idea why it did.
I'm going to prove to the courts that you're emotionally abusive and you're making threats at me.
All right, and then I'll just go ahead and tell them that you just called me an asshole over the phone.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, because name calling is definitely illegal.
Well, what did I do wrong then?
I don't know. You're the one threatening me with court, so I hope we go to court.
All right, Roy. Well, hope you have a good day. We'll be in contact if there's damage to my car.
Okay, yeah. Enjoy getting your liberal arts degree.
Okay, yep, that's the degree. Okay,
all
sounds
right.
Good.
I'm glad you agree with me. You're not denying that.